The Diary of Anne Frank, a stage adaptation of the world-famous book, was a hit on Broadway when it premiered in 1955. But audiences, both of that stage play and of the 1959 movie, saw a romanticized, cleaned-up version of the outspoken 13-year-old Jewish girl who hid with her family in a secret annex for 2 years. After Anne's father, Otto, died in 1980, parts of Anne's diary that he had cut from the book were restored. In 1997, a new version of the play opened on Broadway that incorporated some of that material. It was this new version that the Cardinal Stage Company produced in Bloomington at the John Waldron Arts Center. Cardinal's artistic director, Randy White, notes that the new version restores an essential element of the story that had been downplayed from the original stage play. The fact that the 8 people who hid in the annex were Jewish.
Their term was they wanted to universalize it, and that's their term, in quotes. And so what they did was they essentially made it about a group of people in hiding that we would sort of vaguely understand that they were Jewish, but not have any specific notion of that.
The new version of the play also includes dramatizations of Anne's diary entries about the kinds of feelings that a 13-year-old girl is prone to have, such as attraction to boys and conflicts with her mother.
Anne is no longer kind of, it's not a hagiography, it's not a matter of this wonderful, fabulous girl. She's actually a rich, more complex character who has pettinesses, bitternesses.
In this scene, which was not in the original play, Otto Frank comforts Anne after one of her frequent nightmares. Mr. Frank, who Anne calls Pim, scolds her daughter for rejecting her mother's affection. Anne is played by Avery Wigglesworth, and Mr. Frank is played by Mike Price.
I know what you're thinking, but I can't help the way I feel. I just don't love her.
Anne.
We just don't get along. I hate being cooped up with her. I don't get along with anyone here. My nightmares, Pim. Everyone hates me for having them, but I can't stop them from coming.
We're all having nightmares, Anne. Only you let yours out. Your mother's having them, too. Terrible nightmares. She's having a very hard time.
I know, Pim. I'm trying to change. I have another side, a better, finer side, but it's as if I'm split in half. What's good? What's bad, Pim? I don't know. I want to be a better person, but not if it means shutting myself off or hiding how I feel.
I understand.
15-year-old Virginia Goodman saw the new version at the Waldron and preferred the more realistic depiction of a teenage girl's feelings, including Anne's interest for Peter, a teenage boy who also hid in the annex.
Most other plays make it seem like, you know, just slight puppy love. They don't include a kiss. They don't do any of that. And I like it a lot better that they did in this play because it shows that, you know, even just being 13 or 14, you know, it's kind of the teenage side of things, you know, how they really feel. And as far as being angry at her mother, I think that's a good thing to show because I will say that I have been in a lot of fights with my mom and most books don't include that. You know, it really does happen. You really do get angry and scream, I hate you, but you don't always mean it.
Wendy Kesselman, the playwright who adapted the original play, was in Bloomington for the production. She admits that Anne was not without her flaws and describes her as a fantastically critical person.
She saw the people's faults, but she also saw her own faults. So she was highly critical of others, but she was highly critical of herself. And then, of course, there's the famous line, I still believe people are good at heart, which is repeated twice, completely out of context,
now, this
in
is
the original play.
Mm-hmm.
Not, and it's a very important line, of course, but it was totally out of context. And in the adaptation I did, it's only said once, and then the first sound you really hear of the Nazis, one of the Nazis comes, raus, immediately after.
In the half century since The Diary of Anne Frank premiered on Broadway, it's developed a reputation for being a somewhat tame property and has become a staple of high school productions. This new, more mature version promises to spark renewed interest in the play, which, some 6 decades after Anne Frank died in a concentration camp, is still one of the most powerful stories to come out of the Holocaust. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz.